We love to share the truth with our neighbor. Jesus, the only way. The one who was beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for your transgressions and mine. The Bible says God hates a proud look. God hates a haughty spirit. What does that mean? Haughty means puffed up, lifted up, high-minded. Do you think you're above needing to be humbled to the Word of God? Do you think your church attendance saves you? Do you think that not testing the Word of God fully is going to bring you to the kingdom of God in any way? Do you think living like the world that is an enemy of God that God hates, how is that going to help you? Ponder God's word. Loving our neighbor with the truth today.
Well, we're saved.
We get the Holy Spirit within us.
Yes,
born from above. Born again. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
He left the Holy Spirit as a comforter. Amen.
He did. And
amen.
He's going to teach us all things. So then, yes. If the Holy Spirit was within us, then what do we do? What happens?
Amen.
And you walk in the fruit of holiness and obedience to the Word of God coming out of the world, striving every day in holiness and obedience until your death or until his return. So I want to ask you, do you believe you're born again?
Of course.
Okay. What is the fruit of you being in a covenant with Jesus Christ?
The fruit, love, my family, togetherness, what else? Love. I mean, it's different.
The broad road is the culture. Unless you're following Christ and matching your life to his word and ways, you actually have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said, many are going to say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do things? Didn't we know you? And he says, away from me, I never knew you. And he tells us why. Workers of iniquity. If you follow the world's ways and you're a tourist following the culture, you're actually a friend of the world and a worker of iniquity according to God's word. The pastors and the priests won't tell you this. Why? The pastors and the priests are trying to fill up their buildings, make money. It's their living to be successful. But the word of God never calls his people to be successful. The word of God calls his people to be faithful to the Holy Word of God. Have you been faithful to the Word of God? If you're not living for Christ, you're not faithful. If you're following your flesh and the church systems and the culture, you're not faithful to a holy God. Jesus said in Revelation, if you overcome, you get the crown of life. Overcoming means conquering. Christ made the ultimate conquering of shedding blood and rising again to defeat death. But you must conquer that in your life. You must conquer that in your life to follow him and overcome sin and all worldliness and every false way, which is American churchianity, which is saying, I think, I believe, I feel. We hear that a lot. A lot of Americans tell us, I got Jesus. Oh, I believe. But yet they live in sin. We would tell you that we came out of the world having lived in sin and being religious people, having carried pride and vanity, having carried corrupt ways. But Jesus said, if you hear the word of God, you may be his sheep. If you hear not the word of God, guess what? You're not his sheep. You're actually not a child of God. John 8 says you're a child of Satan if you don't hear the word of God. Let's say that again. John 8 says, if you don't hear the word of God and come and obey it, come out of the churches, come out of the culture, Jesus said you're a child of Satan. Go read it, John 8. I was a child of Satan for many years, claiming a belief in Jesus, but I was not obeying, following, coming out of the world. Don't risk your souls, neighbor. I risked my soul for 20 years. Don't risk your soul for all of the false ways around you. Honor God Worship him with all of your members. That means every part of your life. Seek him in spirit and truth. He is the only way. Unless you turn from it. The culture. Unless you turn from your flesh. See, let's talk about this. The flesh is at enmity with God. So if you just live in the culture and follow whatever you want to do, and the churches just do whatever they want to do, and the culture just does whatever it wants to do. It said in the Bible, in Israel, there was a day when they had no king, and every man and woman did what was right in their own eyes. That's what America has today. America has no king. Jesus is king. He needs to be the spiritual ruler of your life. But America has no king, but America does have idols, entertainment. America does have idols, sports. America does have idols, flesh, pride, vanity. We just ask you to test yourself.
So you guys aren't Jehovah's Witness?
Absolutely not. Okay.
We don't belong to any organization.
We just rebuked them down the street there.
Yeah. You did, good.
The Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I just was making sure, because when you said Christmas and Easter...
Yeah, but they're not much different than the evangelicals and the non-denominationals that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I was just sharing with you some of the sins on the back of the card that they're practicing. In Revelation 22 and 21 says that if you... practice and love any unrepentant lie, you can be left outside the gates of heaven.
Any unrepentant lie.
Any lie.
I don't have my glasses on. I have my sunglasses.
So like she was saying, like Christmas, Easter, Sunday's the Lord's Day. Ready? This is a big lie. The churches, the pastors and the priests will tell you, you can live like the culture, we're all sinners, and believe in Jesus.
No.
The Bible.
Our church says no, you cannot.
What church you got? What church you attended?
Church at Rocky Peak, Chatsworth, California.
Yeah, okay. So test it to that 10-point test on our website. And again, if they have you of the world, like the world, if they don't teach you how to dress your temple, if they don't teach you to come out of the pagan holidays, if they don't teach you to trash your televisions and go out and learn the biblical gospel and preach it to the masses, what they're doing is they're actually in love. I got to tell you, they're actually a goat farm rather than a place of sheep.
So what makes you guys the authority over, like, let's say, any other person saying that?
You just follow the scriptures. The scriptures are the authority.
No man-made traditions.
Right. You test everything
some people interpret the scriptures.
But Peter tells us there's no personal interpretation.
Exactly. So you're still human.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go to the website.
Why you're what, sir?
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go to your website.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go to your website because I see the three of you have a passion for Christ. And that in the face of all adversity, because when you go around in the streets and preaching the word of God,
we make
you
sure
find
make
so much
stumble.
Adversity in life, just the disciples faced.
Right.
All the way back then.
And that's the New Testament model. And the churches today, their way of evangelizing is invite people to church. That's not how you evangelize people. You go preach the gospel. God adds people to the body. Acts 2 says it. Matthew 16 says it. And then they begin to follow Christ and become disciples and come out of those church systems and come out of the world.
Are you a family?
Well, this is my wife and this is my young brother. He's not our earthly brother, but he's my spiritual brother.
He is my young spiritual brother.
And you'll see another man and a wife and two children coming.
Yeah.
They're our brother and sister. They're here preaching with us. They'll be coming up. You'll see somebody pulling a wagon. That's them with the kids in it. But yeah, you test yourself. Jesus said test everything.
Right,
the Bible says test everything. And unless you test everything to the word of God, you know what's going to happen? We love you. Mark 7. I had to learn this. When I was in worldly churchianity, you know what it says in Mark 7? It says, Jesus said, his words, he said, if you keep man-made traditions, you worship me in vain. See, we can't offer God what we want. We got to offer God what he commanded. And so the churches are offering what man does. So email me. I'd love to talk to you some more. I know my young brother talked to you. We'd love to talk to you in Bible study. Go deep. Love you, neighbor. God be praised.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing awesome.
Thank you.
Witnessing the gospel. Lifting up Jesus Christ today. Loving our neighbor. Do you know the path to eternal life, neighbor? Are you walking in the truth of God? Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? How do you know if you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Do you, neighbor? If you don't hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're not born of God. That means you're not headed to the kingdom of God. No, sir. The Bible says, if you don't hunger and thirst for righteousness, you have no part of the kingdom of God. Well, God's word, sir, judges you. And if you're of the world, the judgment is already against you. You have to hunger and thirst for that which is good, pure, and true. So a lot of people walk by and they say, oh, it's in my heart. They say, I love Jesus in my heart. You can't love Jesus in your heart without an outward action. Try going before a righteous judge and telling him you didn't mean to rob the bank in your heart. Try telling a righteous cop, I didn't mean to speed in my heart. Out of the abundance of your mouth, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth does speak, neighbor. So what's in your heart runs your life. Jesus said, wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be. Test yourself to the word of God, young man. Come out of the churches and the culture. We love our neighbors enough to tell you the truth. Jesus said, a puny few are going to find eternal life. We don't want you to be one of those puny, one of those many. We do want you to be one of the puny few that gains eternal life. But if you live your own way, neighbor, like I did for years, if you live in rebellion in your man-made religion or the culture, the wrath of God is like an anvil over your head. And one day it's going to drop. We don't want the wrath of God to drop on you. We don't want that anvil to crush you. The Bible says the word of God is like a hammer that crushes the rock to pieces. Jesus said the truth grinds people to powder that resist against it. Also, it's going to fall on them. In the book of Revelation, it says people will be asking rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. The next time somebody tells you Jesus is just love and Jesus is just forgiveness, read about Revelation, the rocks falling on you to hide you from the wrath of the Lamb. Ponder all this, neighbors. Test yourself to the scriptures, loving you with a pure heart, telling you the truth, telling you that Christ is coming. America and the world is going to be judged. Your churches are lying to you, every one of them. They're not calling you out to the word of God and holiness. They're not calling you out to goodness and truth. They're not calling you out. The churches are lying. The culture's lying. If you're here entertaining yourself, you're not seeking righteousness, goodness, and truth. Yes, sir. What name is the one of the church that doesn't lie? Let's test it to the word of God. Who invented it? A man. See, we get that a lot. People say, oh, my church is biblical. Then we find out their church is invented by a man. Their church keeps false ways. Their church is feminized. Their church is into the flesh. Their church is into pagan holidays and false gospels. Can we lower Jesus down to a place where he's now full of lies and sin and error? No, we cannot lower Jesus down. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Unless you repent and come out of the world, come out of the churches, they're all lying to you. Look at America. Let's talk about America's fruit. 250 years of churches. Look at the fruit of America. Feminized, paganized, sodomized, materialized. America, a wicked nation set for the wrath of God. We don't want that for our neighbors. We want much better because we love and care for your souls.